Senate President Bill Galvano didn't preview or discuss specifics of legislation during his opening speech. He used his time instead to urge collaboration among his colleagues and says it's better to be measured than push laws through prematurely.
But I ask that we collaborate, that we truly vet and debate the issues and policies and ideas that come before us. And when an idea is not right or a bill is not ready, let us have the courage to step back, regroup, and rethink.
Speaking with reporters not long after his opening address, Galvano offered his thoughts on Governor Ron DeSantis' opening day speech.
I picked up the tone that has been present ever since he became governor, again today, that he intends to work with the legislature and has respect for the legislature.
But on DeSantis's proposed environmental budget, Galvano wouldn't say whether he thinks it's realistic.
His numbers, when you boil it down, it's $625-630 million. That's pushing it. That's pushing it a bit, given the challenges that we have budget-wise with Hurricane Michael and the impacts of Hurricane Michael and what we spent there already.
That's not the only point where Galvano diverged an opinion from the governor. Galvano wants to expedite construction on transport corridors in Florida to make the toll roads run through what he calls the rural spine of the state. DeSantis says he's not in favor of tolls, which he thinks hit blue-collar Floridians in the pocketbook. Galvano disagrees.
I think the opposite effect will occur. You know, one of the reasons I've looked at the rural communities and the impacts there is to bring some economic opportunity there by having multi-use corridors. We'll explore all options, but if you're really getting into putting projects online and keeping them moving at a steady pace and utilizing bonding, you have to have a revenue source.
Meanwhile, House Speaker Jose Oliva took a decidedly different tone than his Senate counterpart while delivering his opening remarks. Oliva ripped the state university system for what he says is a pattern of wasteful spending.
It is true now that our university systems are taking longer to graduate students. It is true that oftentimes they have grown with the desire to be larger rather than to be better.
Oliva says he wants reforms to the university system that aren't necessarily sweeping changes, but what he calls a course correction. The House Speaker's speech was even more brutal in its criticism of Florida's healthcare industry, which he called a five-alarm fire.
We have a great financial and human crisis looming. I'm speaking, of course, of the healthcare industrial complex, a terribly dysfunctional healthcare system that is bankrupting the state and many of the individuals living in this state.
Oliva says he wants to bring reform to the healthcare industry, and unlike those he's proposing for the university system, he wants the changes to be sweeping.
In order to truly reform healthcare, it has to be tremendously comprehensive. That means that you have to create an environment where information is known, where transparency and pricing exist, where you have accountability in estimates, and then you have to have people having the ability to participate in that.
Regarding his goals for a budget this year, Oliva says he simply wants to spend less money per resident than was spent last year. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.